Hello.
Hello, hey Inti, how are you?
Hi David, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. So, may I know that, like, what are the things that you feel like is not according to your instructions? Because I do
Okay, so
remember we had a discussion before and you feel like everything is good to go. And you come up with something new,
yeah.
different changes at that time.
No, so basically like what I told you last week as per our conversation, it seemed like you understood everything, but I just see like it's done in the wrong place, and even the things that I liked are even changed. So I don't know why.
Oh, so you think that the changes that we have made before, and you see that the everything looks good at that time, but now the changes is
Yeah.
like dismissed for now. Oh.
Yeah, like even the things that were okay, we're going backwards. Like it's like even those are messed up. So I just want to start at one thing at a time. So first of all, so when I explained that custom sandwich picks should be under each brunch box product and custom platter product, I didn't mean it's a new category. Because right now, when you go on brunch boxes or custom platters or any category, you see custom sandwich picks as a separate product. I don't know
Okay,
why it's a separate
just give
product.
me a quick moment. Just give me a quick moment because I haven't updated you about this thing. I think there must be an error or something from my developers. Let me see. Just give me a quick moment. Oh, so custom sandwich, they basically created a separate page, like separate product category, and you want this to be added on every each product.
Yeah, like when you open Abundant Autumn box, right? It should say it's fully changed now, like even how the size menu is. Like I liked it better before. So I don't want to gear away from the topic, but even that, like the second thing that I noted is the way that the selectables are, like the design aspect. Right now it's a drop-down menu of the sizes. And before it was like boxes and you could fully see and select like large bundle. I like the box design better. Do you know
Okay,
what
so
I'm
let's
talking
do
about?
it
Do you
this way.
remember how it was?
Let's do it this way. Let me have my developers to provide me with the backup of your website, which we have before, and hopefully in the backup
Okay.
we have the product categories of yours, which we have before.
How it was done, like the design?
Yeah, the backup of your website, because whenever we made the change, so we do the backup of every change or everything. So I do have my developers who basically having the backup of your website. So I have them to provide me with that. And I'll send you the updated link with those changes which we
Okay.
have done before. So you can have a look and let me know this is the thing which you are talking about has been replaced.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay,
Because
so
sorry, so even before, like even that, so how the selection menu was, like the drop, I don't like the drop down menu, so hopefully like you said, the backup link or whatever is
Sure.
how it was before and I can see
Sure.
it. But also, so even this thing that you see now, the error of that custom sandwich picks is added as a separate product under each category, including even the dog cafe. I don't know why it's there. So
Okay,
it's
so
not.
in the option section, like the way we have before, you're just looking for the custom sandwich section to be there listed. And as I said, you can just allow me like half an hour. I will have my developers to provide me with the backup with the changes which we have done before. And you can have a look and
Okay.
let me know this is the thing. If it is, so then we will go ahead and move forward with the custom sandwich amendment.
Okay, yeah, I'll take a look at that and then we'll discuss from there. That makes sense.
Sure, that's great.
Okay, thank
Yep,
you.
thank you.
I look
Yep,
forward to it.
bye-bye.
All right,
Yep,
bye.
bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye.